When does life begin to matter, and who gets to decide when to end it? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. These questions are age-old in the marketplace of ideas, and we'll dig deeper into them in just a moment. And regardless of what someone's done in life, is it possible to be too late to know Jesus? We've got a story answering that very question. But first, human life continues to take center stage in U.S. politics. We get more from Mission Network News' Katie Harth.
Most of the country's attention and headlines are focused on preborn life. Abortion decisions in New York, Virginia, and Louisiana have been the buzz for weeks. State leaders are making end-of-life decisions, too. Bills that legalize medically assisted suicide are being considered in Maryland, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Eric Verstrait of Life Matters Worldwide tells us Christians need to pay attention.
I think it's been a real wake-up call. We can't just sit idly by. We are citizens of this country. We have to be concerned about what's going on in the legislature, because as we can see from these bills that are being passed, it is attacking life at its essence.
Life Matters Worldwide helps Christians protect life on both ends of the spectrum.
We believe that life begins at conception and has all of the necessary components to be a person and to have value and to have worth. And that value stays with a person until natural death occurs. So we like to say from womb to tomb.
Learn more and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Next, do you know who your deaf neighbors are? There's probably a deaf community closer to you than you think. However, it can be difficult for hearing people to know how to engage the deaf. There's a language barrier and even a cultural barrier. J.R. Bucklew, president of Deaf Bible Society, says despite these challenges, Christians have an obligation to reach the deaf with the gospel. But in order to reach the deaf, we need to be willing to learn from them.
The biggest mistake I think that hearing people make when they begin to decide whether or not deaf ministry is for them is oftentimes they go in it thinking, okay, we're here, we're the missionary, we know everything, and here's what you need. Mm-hmm. Rather, we really need to go in as learners, to listen to what the deaf community has to say, to listen to their pain, to their experiences, learn from them. And then begin to say, well, here are all the skills that I have. What do you need from me?
You can use Deaf Bible Society's online tool called Deaf Church Where to find a local deaf church or ministry. And then reach out. Ask about their needs and how you can help.
There's so many deaf people right here in our own backyard that don't know who Jesus is. Don't let your fear be a burden of them learning who Christ is.
And finally, during a recent E3 Partners trip to Africa, the E3 team had a chance to share the gospel with their translator's family. Their translator, Kofi, was a Christian, but his family weren't. One day, the team went with the translator to his home. There, they waited for his immediate and extended family to arrive, and once people gathered, they began by sharing about the dangers of human trafficking while offering some education. Then, E3's Jeff Johnston says the opportunity opened to share the gospel, and Kofi's uncle Zane was convinced by the gospel message. But Zane said,
he said, I'm an old man. I'm too late. I've spent my whole life worshiping other gods, and I'm an old man now. And so he thought he couldn't become a Christian in his old age, that it was too late to make up for all of the time he'd spent worshiping other gods and all the other things he'd done in his life. So then the team shared with him the story of the sinner on the cross, becoming a Christian essentially on his deathbed, and the way Jesus said that he would be in paradise with him. They said Zane was moved by this story, just awestruck by the grace and mercy of Jesus.
Today, Kofi disciples his Uncle Zane, whose faith continues to grow. Will you help someone realize it's not too late to know Jesus? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.